me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Hello, everybody, and happy summer. This Shabbat, we are going to read two Parshiot, a double Parsha, Matot and Maaseh, and with that, we are going to complete Sefer Bamidbar, the book of Bamidbar, and we're going to say, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, Hashem, please help us be strong, super, super strong, and live according to the ways of the Torah and continue to learn Torah. Today's story is about two of the Shvatim, Reuven and Gad. Reuven and Gad came before Moshe and Eleazar HaKohen and before the Nesiim, the heads of the tribes, and they said, we know that the Jews are getting ready to cross over the Yarden, the Jordan River, and enter into Israel. And this land that we're all in right now, that Hashem helped the Bnei Israel conquer from the kings named Sihon and Og, this land is so green. It has so much grass, so much pasture. And we have a lot of cattle. And we would like to make a request that we will stay on this side of the Yarden and we will not cross into Israel. And this land will be our portion, will be our achuzah. What do you think? Moshe listened and said, your brothers will go to fight and you will stay here? That is going to make your brothers feel very deflated in their heart. It's going to discourage them. It's going to be like when the Meraglim, the spies, came back and discouraged the people and made them feel like they would not be able to enter and conquer the land, the beautiful land that Hashem promised to them. And you know that Hashem was very upset when that happened. And that whole generation from 20 and up, besides for Kalev and Yehoshua, they're not even entering Eretz Yisrael. And the Bnei Yisrael needed to wander in the desert for 40 years. Are you going to add on to that story and upset Hashem and deflate the people? And so Reuven and Gad thought of a plan, and they said to Moshe, Moshe, we will build pens for our animals to stay in here, and we'll build up fortified cities. We'll fortify them and make them really strong to keep our kids, to keep our families safe. And we will go first. We're going to be the chalutzim. We're going to march even ahead of Bnei Israel to encourage them, and they won't be deflated. And not only that, we will go in and we will fight the enemies and wait till the Bnei Israel are all settled in their land. And then only after that, after we fight alongside our brothers, after we help them conquer and settle the land, only then will we come back here and live here. How does that sound, Moshe? And Moshe responded to them and said, well, if you do this, if you go first, like your plan, ahead of the rest of Bnei Israel, because that will encourage them, not to deflate them, and if you stay there until the entire land is conquered, yes, 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 you can come here and this land can be your portion, your achuzah. But if you don't keep your word, it will be a chet to Hashem. So go ahead, go build cities for your children and your families to stay in, and pens for your animals, and keep your word. Do what you said that you would do. And so Moshe gives Reuven, Gad, and half of Shevet Menashe from the family of Yosef the land of Sihon and Og, and they build up and fortify the cities for their families. And so B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven said to Moshe, Avadecha Ya'asu Adoni Mitzaveh. We are like your servants. We will do exactly what you just said. Our children, our wives, our sheep, they'll be here safe and sound in the cities of Gilad on the other side of the Jordan River. And we, Avadecha, we will cross over Chalutzim first and we will fight. Now Moshe tells Eleazar HaKohen and Yehoshua ben Nun and the heads of the tribes what the deal is, because Moshe is not going into Israel, right? And Moshe says if they keep their word, they get their achuzah on the eastern side of the Yarden. B'nai Reuven and B'nai Gad said, yes, we're going to go in first. We're going to fight, and we're only going to return afterwards. So Moshe gives them this land of Sihon and Og so that they can go and build and fortify the cities for their families and set a place for the animals to be. And that's how the story ends in this week's Parsha. We're going to fast forward now to the book of Yehoshua. After Yehoshua crossed the Yarden with the B'nai Israel, it took 14 years, that's a long time, to fight and conquer and settle the land. And towards the end of Sefer Yehoshua, Yehoshua calls Reuven and Gad and half of Shevet Menashe, and he says to them, you kept your word. It's been 14 years. You can go home now to the other side of the Jordan River to your families and settle there. Just remember, keep the Torah, follow the ways of Hashem with your full heart and soul. And so, Reuven and Gad and half of Shevet Menashe left Shiloh and started to head back to their families. On their way, they stopped towards the edge of Eretz Canaan at a place called Galilot HaYarden, right near the Yarden River, and they built a big mizbeach there. They did not intend to use it to bring korban. No, they knew that that was not allowed. They had something else in mind. But the B'nai Israel, the tribes in Israel, heard that Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe built a mizbeach. And they got very, very worried. They said, are those 2.5 tribes rebelling? What are they doing? And the rest of the Jewish people gathered at Shiloh and they said, we're going to send representatives. We're going to send Pinchas, Eleazar HaKohen's son, and a messenger from every tribe to go and speak to them. This might require us to fight. What's going on? So Pinchas and those representatives went to Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe and said, the B'nai Israel are all very worried. What did you build here? What's going on? Are you rebelling against Hashem? And Reuven, Gad, and half of Shevet Menashe answered and said, Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows what we're thinking in our heart. Hashem knows that we did not build this mizbeach to bring korbanot. We know that's not allowed. We are not rebelling. We built this big mizbeach so that our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren will always remember that they are part of the B'nai Israel that live on the other side of the Yarden. And we want your kids to see the mizbeach, and they will know that our kids and our grandkids are part of all one nation. And this mizbeach is like a witness, an aid, that Hashem is our Elohim, that Hashem is our God. Chalila, we have no intention to use this to bring korbanot. It's just a sign. Pinchas and the other representatives were so pleased with what they heard, and Bnei Israel were all very satisfied, and all ended peacefully. But the story doesn't end there. The Midrash tells us that as the fathers, who were much older now, they were gone for 14 years, the fathers of Reuven and Gad and Hatzishevet Menashe, as they crossed over the Yarden and started getting closer and closer and closer to their land, their little kids, who were now grown-ups, didn't recognize them. And they saw these grown men coming toward them, and they said, "Oh my, looks like an enemy army are on their way, coming to attack us. We better get swords and get ready to fight. We have to defend our land. We have to defend our moms. We have to defend the little kids here. We have to defend and be ready." The fathers saw people coming toward them with swords, so they took out their swords too. And here we had fathers and sons walking towards each other, holding swords, ready to fight one another. The Midrash tells us that just as they were about to clash, both sides suddenly realized who they were. "These are our fathers. These are our children." They all put their swords down, and in a very special moment of togetherness and unity and recognition, each group said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad," and they hugged one another and were so happy to be reunited and to share this deep, deep bond, even though they had been separated for 14 long years. The tribes kept their word, and Am Yisrael was at peace and connected to Hashem. A message that we learn from this story is the importance of keeping our word and the importance of being unified and feeling like one. And I hope this message can strengthen us during these times to feel so connected to our brothers and sisters in Israel as we daven for them and support them. And may our efforts to continue to do so serve as a zechut for all of Am Yisrael.